Hello, everyone. Happy Savages Day. Thank you for tuning in. You got a tattoo this weekend.
Yeah, I got a brand new tattoo.
Show the
people.
This
is a Cody Co. original right there. I don't know if you can see that. But that's by my own hand.
How did that come to be?
Somebody had a tattoo gun, and I said, let's get it popping, dude. So, I've always wanted to give myself a tattoo, and now I did it.
Were you drunk?
I mean, I had probably one or two.
Nice.
One or two June shines.
Cool. How do you think the actors in the Perverse Family video prepare for a scene? Do you think, how much laxative pasta do you think they consume before doing a scene?
Dude, if Floyd Mayweather just would have bring back the Logan Paul.
Yeah. I just really think that Floyd, all he had to do was duck down with a mean uppercut.
Now, the thing about crypto, though, and about DAOs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Oh.
Just sort of like, no.
No, not the Perverse Family.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Thank you everyone for your positive comments on the last video. Last episode.
It actually was really reassuring.
Yeah.
We were like we felt convinced very, that episode sucked ass.
Yeah, we felt pretty badly.
Everyone was, I texted him, I was like, hey dude, did you look at the comments for the episode? People are really enjoying it. And he was like, you're being sarcastic, right? And I was like, no, go read them. Seriously.
Yeah, I fully expected Cody to be sarcastic. And now everyone, you are very nice, so thank you.
So now we have to focus on maybe making the episodes bad? It seems like people react opposite to what we think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So every time we think we're hitting and being super funny, people are the background cringing. But if we're super off, then people are like, these guys are good.
Yeah, no, you guys are great. Yeah, all the comments were like, dude, I'm literally shitting chairs, crying, laughing. I stabbed my dad. This is so funny. I was like, damn.
Shitting chairs?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Everyone says that shit on TikTok.
What does that mean?
Just like, instead of like, hey, I'm pissing myself, or it's just like the most extreme.
A chair.
Yeah.
Or I'm shitting actual chairs.
Yeah. I'm shitting a car.
And are people making out with the shit in the mouth?
Yeah. Is that... Yeah. Yeah. Well, first they microwave it. And
right,
then
right. Okay.
They drink a little bit and then they make out with it. Should we start now? We should probably start.
Half the people don't even know what. Oh, yeah. We're still in. What are we? I thought we were going. I thought we were already in the episode.
I guess on the big laugh. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, Nate can find somewhere to.
Yeah, but, people may not know. We did a deep, indirect dive on the Perverse Family in the bonus episode.
Yeah.
Got so many DMs this weekend that said, I really should have listened to you, man.
Yeah, by the way, we should give you guys the same warning. Don't fucking look it up.
Yeah,
okay?
Don't.
It's kind of like the new Shocker video, I guess.
Yeah, but it's actually shocking.
It is actually shocking. Don't look it up.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't.
Yeah. Don't.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Don't look it up. No, don't. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't. No, you definitely don't want to watch it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, definitely do not look it up. Don't actually, though. Seriously, don't.
Yeah, really.
This is a bad joke. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't
look it up.
It's so horrible.
But so I might have brought it up with some friends that were in town that were staying with us.
Yeah, you may have.
My buddy and his girlfriend, and I get back from recording. They stayed with us for like a week. So I get back from recording last week, and they're like, you know, they're visiting from the UK. So, how is the podcast? And I was like, it was good. What did you go on about then? I was like, well.
You just shook your head.
I was like, I really need to talk about this with somebody, actually. So, if you guys don't mind. And they were like, sure. And, you know, it's a guy and his girlfriend. So, I'm like, ladies, let us men, we'll watch this, you know. And,
yeah.
And because I don't want, you know, yeah. I don't want you guys seeing this, you know.
And they were like, no.
We're fucking sick in the head, you know. Yeah. And the girl's like, no, I want to see. And Kelsey's like, I want to see. And so, you know, we kind of collectively watched a little bit of it. It wasn't the full thing. And
yeah, you were just fecaling it out.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched a little turd.
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah.
How many seconds in did you get?
Like till, I don't know, till kind of till like the prolapse. And then it was like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
But it had us reflecting on the other ones that we had watched, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
One guy, one jar. Mr. Hands.
Kids in a Sandbox.
I never saw that one.
It's like when they put like the sounding device down the guy's dick hole, man.
Oh, yeah. Pain Olympics.
Yeah. Well, that was fake.
Yeah, I know. That was fake, but that was still one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Lemon Party?
Yeah. Two Girls, One Cup, obviously.
Goatsy.
Yeah. Cake Farts.
Cake Farts. That was the best.
Yeah. Yeah. See, these are like, you can reminisce about
them. Yeah, they're like nostalgic.
Yeah.
It brings back this warm feeling in your stomach. You know?
Weirdly.
Remember cake farts?
Yeah.
Good old days.
It marks this moment in internet history, but Perverse Family is like...
Which, in a way, it marks this moment because we're all so fucking desensitized and jaded.
Yeah.
Because of the internet. And
that's how good of a job they did, is that they were still able to get us to go, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Enough. The other replies.
Sorry, go ahead. No.
The replies on that tweet, like all the reply images had me dying, man. Like just all these screenshots of just random people from videos, like with wet eyes being like, why did I look?
I mean, we talk about like microwaving diarrhea every day on this podcast, and even us.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, it's really bad. Don't look it up. Do it.
You know what's so funny about that is one of those scenes was a literal manhole. Like, she was like in like a hole with a bunch of dicks in it.
Yeah.
I was just chuckling at that. I'm like, damn, the.
A manhole.
Yeah.
Manhole.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's poetic, honestly.
Yeah, and then that girl shits into it.
Yeah. Oh, that deuce and then is huge, kind of, man.
It loses the kind of poetic feeling of that, you know?
He shit a log out with that thing. I was like, what Nerf gun is that? That is a major dart, buddy. Thoomf. Anyways.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thursday. Are you looking forward to the good food?
Yeah, well, It was nice. I came home yesterday and Alina was doing a little Friendsgiving with some of her close friends, and I just
eat some good stuff.
I mean, I just pulled up from a, you know, long hard day of racing and
oh yeah.
Got me a nice meal. I never felt like more of a piece of shit. I was just I went and took a shower. I came out all cleaned up just like that.
Yeah, yeah.
When are we
Honey,
eating?
What's for dinner?
Good job. Hey, great job everybody.
Yeah.
Great job. Don't mind if I just Yeah.
And then you just dipped out without cleaning.
Basically.
All right, I'm going to go play some Fortnite.
Yeah. No, I did worse. I had ice cream, and I put sprinkles on that ice cream and just ate it in front of them while they were all cleaning up.
Damn.
Fully dick move. I called it out several times. I was like, listen, I can go get fast food if I'm, you know, violating all your hard work. And they're like, no, it's fine. And yeah, I never felt more like a piece of shit, but. They did a great job.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was it good food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Nutted myself, honestly. It was so good.
You sure you guys don't need my help with anything?
We do. All right,
like,
cool,
we do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where? Just let me know.
Yeah, just let me know.
Let me know.
I went to my office and played Rocket League. Sure?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, man, I was trying to get an Xbox and you can't get those shits anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, they're all...
It's that motherfucking supply chain.
Yeah, it's that chip shortage, bro.
God.
Dude, did I mention that I was talking to some... After my show in Columbus, it was? I talked to a dude who was at the show. He's a sailor. And he was like, oh, yeah, he's talking to me about the supply chain stuff. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, basically, Cody and I have talked about this, but the global supply chain is fucked, man.
It's fucked, dude. It's fucking everything, man.
The world is over. Nah, he said that the issue is all the ships are, they have all the shit, and they're just waiting, but it's like the COVID restrictions. They can't get enough people to unload everything.
Yeah.
And then I guess...
That's not COVID, though. That's just labor shortages that are happening now.
He was making it sound like...
It's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, he was making it sound like it's some people that they took unemployment and the labor is really hard, so they're like, fuck that, I'm not going back. And then the other issue is there are still some places where it's really, really strict how many people can work, because I guess it's like a government regulation thing. And so some like ports, like they have people working, but it's just not enough to get all the shit out of there.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's that. It's that, but it's also like even at the point of origin. Like I've heard, like in China, in some factories, like they'll get one case of COVID and they'll shut the whole factory down for two weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's just multiple things.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, we live.
And the chips all come from Taiwan.
Do they?
Yeah. And I don't know why there's a chip shortage though.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Frito-Lay made them all.
Jesus Christ.
You say you like dad jokes. I just so see if I can get you with one. That was horrible.
You did get me.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. That joke was unbelievable, actually.
I believe you, man. Yo, someone sent me a video of a dude on a treadmill pushing a Target cart. It was like a meme. Like the dude just had a gym. Pushing a Target cart on a treadmill, and whoever sent it to me was like, full body workout, eh? It's like, I wasn't lying, man.
Can you find that meme,
dude?
Try Googling and see if you can find it.
I can try looking through my messages.
I gotta see that
on the break. It was so good.
I think the most understated part of the perverse family.
This can't just be a perverse family. We can start a whole side podcast where we just review each episode, but we can't do that.
We did the same thing like we did with Love Island.
Yeah.
Perverse bonus every week.
And we're just covered in poop. Lather up.
In the...
Lather up. Oh, shit. Yeah, see? See? Bro.
Damn, this is even like a bee-like joke.
Oh, yeah, it's universal, man. That joke would be... You know, that joke would hit in all kinds of stand-up settings.
Yeah, that's good.
It fucks.
That's really good.
We lived some real life this weekend. Cody went to Hawaii. How was that?
It was so, so good. That place is awesome. North Shore is so, so cool. Especially as a surfer, because it's just, you're just surrounded by pros.
Nice. Yeah, you were with Nathan Florence. That's crazy.
Yeah, which was sick. By the way, he's an absolute legend.
What, you're going to take that another direction?
What?
By the way, he's an absolute asshole.
What an awful person. No, he was really fucking cool. Kind of had no reason to be accommodating to me at all.
Yeah.
But was just like a great friend right off the bat. And it's cool for me. Like, I've only been surfing for like 6 or 7 years, but it's so fucking cool for me to be in the water with him, watch him do his thing.
Yeah.
We surfed together. We got a wave together.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And it was his suggestion. He was like, he had his filmer in the water, Jack, who also, shout out to him. He's also a legend. But he's like, let's get one together. And I was like, okay.
Me?
Yeah. I'm scared. I was scared. I was like, Mommy? What if I fuck this up and I fall? And then there's a clip of me falling on a wave. And then
Whatever. Luckily
it worked out and we got a wave together and it was... I mean, it was just like, I was elated.
Yeah.
I was elated.
You guys rode your boards into each other and hugged and
embraced.
Yeah.
and kissed.
Yeah. No, not even. It was just surfer, you know.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
just
no,
surfer friendship, just forehead to we forehead. Just
just that. Yeah, that's there's nothing more surfer than that.
Rubbing noses.
Yeah.
You did so good out there.
Dude, sick wave, by the way, bro.
No, you're a sick wave.
Yeah. Dude, you're a sick wave. Yeah, bro. I love riding waves with you.
I'll ride your wave. I don't know why it sounds like that. What was it like making your board, bro? Sanding down your own wood.
And that was also incredible. Yeah. What an amazing experience. It really reminded me of like the shit that we do for Cody and Noel Dues. Like how afterwards we're like, that was so fun.
Yeah.
It just before, it just seems like effort. And then you do it and you're like, that was an incredible experience. That
yeah.
Nobody gets to do that. Yeah. And for some reason, I got to do it. And it just kind of felt like a blessing, to be honest. And now I'm going to have a board that I had a hand in shaping.
Yeah.
Like I'll never ever sell that board.
What kind of wood do they use?
It's foam.
Oh.
It's foam. And then you sand down the foam and then you glass it with fiberglass afterwards.
That's crazy.
Really, really cool. Like it's incredible how soft and breakable the foam is. Like it makes you realize how fragile boards are.
Yeah.
If they're not glass super thick, which in like performance board scenarios, they're not, because it makes them heavy.
Yeah.
So that's why you see guys at pipe,
guys at pipe?
Guys at pipe, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, at pipe.
At pipe, yeah.
Got it. All right.
Like they'll break a board like easily.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just because of the power of the wave, but I don't know. It just makes you realize what actually goes into making boards and
yeah.
How they're just, it's just foam. That's all it is.
When you glass it, like what is that process?
I have no idea. There's a separate glassing like factory.
Mm.
So you shape the board first and then you send it off to get glassed.
So that,
or you can glass it yourself.
That's where the child labor is.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. So everything has child labor.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was really wholesome.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to send it to the glassing factory. Who works there? It's fine. What do you mean? No, I want to go do it. No, you don't want to do
that. Yeah, where's that? It's overseas.
Yeah, it's We actually pre-made another board for you.
Yeah.
Because it takes about 4 weeks to actually glass it.
No, but it was sick, man. It was really cool.
You got the board like just right away? Like they just...
No.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna paint it and then glass it and then send it to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sick, though. Congrats,
I'm really
dude.
Stoked. And how was the race car?
Man, that was... It was like eye-opening in a shit ton of ways. First of all, the car is so small. I think like... I was literally sitting like this, like pretty much like a go-kart, but instead of my legs being extended in a go-kart, there's like a flat wall where the pedals are against. It's a motorcycle engine, so the throttle is so sensitive, loud as fuck. I thought I blew my right eardrum on the first stint. It was crazy.
It was like a hot rod. That's what it looked like. It looked like a rat rod.
Yeah, like it's like, I think they call it like a T-model chassis. So yeah. What it is like, it has like a base chassis that the engine goes into, and then that hot rod look is just like a fiberglass thing that goes on top. And I was probably about like 60% to the limit. So 100% meaning like, you know, you're on the limit, like the tires are like really biting the pavement and you feel like you're about to lose control. I got to about 60% there. It's so crazy. Like all the principles of karting are the same, but applying that shit to like a full-on car, it just feels so much scarier.
Yeah.
Like I would start to test like driving it in and like heavy brake pressure, and I would like slide forward like in the seat, and just the whole sensation of that. And it's the shifting is like a motorcycle, so you have to rev match, so you're like braking hard, but I'm trying to blip the throttle so I can like get the gears down. And sometimes the revs would be too low, so like wouldn't go into gear. Then like mentally I'm having to like not freak the fuck out. I spun one time and that was like enough for me to like pucker up, but
like spun out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I cooked it too hard in like one of the turns, but then after that, like down the main straight, I think I was like tapping like 100, 110 maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's really long. So I had like a bunch of room to brake, but yeah.
Yeah. This thing's,
I want one.
Do you?
Yeah, dude. I was that shit. I really feel like I did heroin.
So, if you bought one, would you just go out on tracks by yourself, or would you actually race it?
I could go racing.
Okay, yeah. There's like independent leagues that you can
join. Yeah, I mean, these aren't like formula level leagues. Like anyone, in theory, anyone can go to formula. It's just the cost is so ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, I did all right. And then,
like Formula One?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Start a DAO, raise money and join that shit.
Join Formula One? Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's a good use for a DAO. Fuck exactly, DAO. Dude.
Exactly. Exactly.
Noel's pipe dream.
Formula
DAO.
One. Hi.
I'm Noel. I'm trying to join Formula One.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give me money. Please send ETH.
I just need 40 million.
What, is that what it would cost?
Dude, it'd need at least like 10 for just one season.
10 million? Well, the Constitution DAO raised 40 million in 3 days or in 72 hours.
That would give me like 1.5 seasons in Formula One.
So let's fucking do it.
I can tell you right now, I would be 45 seconds off pace and I would be cut. They have like a.
It's so funny though.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
I mean, the mean, like contribution to the Constitution DAO was $200, I believe, $207, I think.
Oh.
And they raised $40 million.
Okay, maybe
$200 per person.
Maybe
isn't that crazy in the grand scheme of how much people raise with these things now?
Dude, maybe I will then. You know, because I'm gonna do some racing next year. My worry though is like, you know, I feel like I did heroin because. My job is to like try to be entertaining, and this is a complete departure from that. And I feel like this could just end up badly, where I'm just showing up every week. I don't read anything anymore. I don't consume culture. It's like, what'd you do this weekend, man? Don't tell me it was
same thing.
I was in the car, same thing I do every weekend, man. Get in that car and ride out to the sunset, man, until the wheels fall off.
I'm gonna be the same. I'm gonna come in just leathery ass tan skin. No sunscreen every time, red eyes from the sun. Just like, what'd you do this weekend?
You're not fucking.
You know what? I mean, man.
You know what I did.
I'm gonna start coming to the podcast in my suit.
Yeah. Just, and I'm gonna come fresh from the water in a wetsuit.
Smelling like salt. Yeah, we should talk about that DAO in a second because I listened to that Tim Ferriss podcast. But I want that fucking car, and it's not like relative. It's like it's not that expensive, but they are scary as fuck because a lot of leagues do oval races, which I'm pretty against. Because whenever you look at legends on ovals, they roll, and that shit is so scary to me.
Yeah, I was gonna ask because they're like tall.
They're not that tall. Oh, it's okay. Like they're so compact. And then.
Oh yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah, so like a banked corner, I don't know. It's easy to like transfer the weight.
How much do they cost?
Probably all in like 20-30K.
Oh wow, I thought that was gonna be like 100.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like it's a very realistic, you know, price.
And could you join Formula with one of these cars? Or does it have to be one of the crazy race cars?
No, it has to be a Formula One car.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. It would be hysterical if I'd pulled up to like some, you know, some like test day.
Yeah.
I brought my own car, man.
And instead of sponsors, because you wouldn't need sponsors if we raise the money.
Oh, yeah.
It would just be a little picture of every single contributor.
Yeah. Just 100,000. Little faces.
Yeah.
Who
the scariest looking car on earth. All the other ones are sleek Mercedes and Ferrari and
ours is wrapped in faces.
It's just not even little.
Yeah, it's just it looks like leather face.
This is the car. Perverse car.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll start a motorsport DAO. You can invest in my motorsport career. Fuck it.
I'm pretty interested to see where DAOs go after this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I listened to, it's so funny because when you listen to crypto people talk about crypto, they're so optimistic. They're so idealist. And then like you go use some of these things and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah. I know.
But yeah, so you were in on this, dude, buying the Constitution.
Yeah. I think Marcus bought me some. He contributed for me and then sent me the token that you get. So for people to contribute to this, if you don't know what we're talking about, a DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization, yep. Right?
Got it. Correct.
Okay. Bing. It's basically like, it's kind of like a programmable LLC.
Yeah.
With programmable governance and stuff in it. So it's like a company that you can create, or an organization that you can create that you guys can fund, and then you can program the rules of how you use those funds, how the company runs, which has pretty crazy implications.
Okay?
Sorry. Stop.
Is your brain?
Dude, I have a speech impediment. All right?
Okay, all right. I do too, but
I'm not okay.
Yeah, you're just, you know, that was like a lot. That was like three in a row. You said implementations.
Well, because implementations is kind of similar. And so my brain just like got the two of those mixed up real fast.
It has very interesting implementations and implications.
And implementations. Yeah, it does.
So that's kind of like a new word.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a fumble.
That's true. I'm way ahead. I'm playing chess.
Yeah. Implementations, man.
Yeah. And it's like one of those things where it's like no one knows how they're going to use these, but. In an experiment, people created one, and then they basically said, hey, they found out that they were going to auction off one of the copies of the original U.S. Constitution at Sotheby's, and they were like, let's raise money and buy it as a DAO. And so they raised $40 million in 3 days.
As a Canadian, I don't know if you should be allowed to own part of a Constitution.
I know, it's true, right?
Yeah. You're a citizen now.
Well, here's the thing, is that you don't actually own a part of the Constitution.
That's right, that's
you
right.
own a part of the company that owns the Constitution.
Right.
And then you get to decide what they do with it, basically.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really mean anything. And as a contributor, your tokens only are worth what someone else will pay for them, obviously. But anyone else would want in because they'd want to decide what to do with the Constitution, which really isn't that cool of a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was kind of a weird experiment, and they got owned by the CEO of Citadel.
The probably like next in line to the devil.
Yeah. So basically they were at Sotheby's, and the auction ended. That's how you say that, right? Sotheby's? Right? I'm pretty sure.
So the buy?
Yeah. Soth buys. So to high buys. So they were there, like whoever was running this thing, and the auction ended, and I think CoinDesk or something tweeted that they won, or we won, sorry, I'm part of it, so we won. And then turns out it was incorrect, and they found out that they got outbid in the last second, and it came out like a couple hours later that it was fucking this guy.
Owned.
Ken Griffin.
Get fucked. Because obviously, the amount is... like on display.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the way it worked is that, they like didn't show. No, it was on display because you can look up the DAO's address and you can see exactly how much ETH is in there.
That's like one of the big criticisms of DAOs is like there's no corporate secrecy, which, you know, tends to lead to bad things, but you do need some degree of like trade secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucks. He just had a crypto nerd on his team and they're like, he's like, 1 cent over.
Yeah, apparently that's what the final bet was 1 cent over what the DAO raised. It was just such a big fuck you. So if you guys don't know who Ken Griffin is, he's the CEO of Citadel, who pays for order flow from Robinhood. And they're the entire reason why the GME thing happened. And it was basically Ken Griffin was like the face of the hedge funds and like the, you know, classic Wall
old
Street.
Money.
What?
Yeah.
Old money, yeah.
Yeah.
And like he was basically the one that was saying fuck you to the retail trader because he essentially got trading stopped. That's what people were saying.
Yeah, he's next in line to the devil, man. He's a bad person.
And so in this case, a bunch of crypto people got together because they were like, let's do something really cool and let's test out the limits of this technology. And Ken Griffin was like, nah.
Yeah, that's pretty indicative of real life. What a message to send.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
Guess what, crypto dick bags? You'll never beat us.
Billionaires always win.
Yeah. y'all are excited about DAOs. It's more like BAW. Billionaires always win, pal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Shove that up your ass. Those were his words. I'm just quoting him.
Yeah, so this is a funny meme.
The Virgin
DAO does not own a copy of the Constitution. announces max bid prior to the auction, burns millions on Ethereum network gas fees, doesn't win auction. That's another funny thing, is that like the gas fees were so big in the heat of everyone contributing that it cost a shit ton to even contribute.
Yeah.
And then at the, when they didn't win, they were like, okay, you can request for your funds back through whatever the network they did the DAO through. But the gas fees were like just as much as people contributed. So you couldn't even get your money back.
RIP.
Ken Griffin, the easiest front running I ever did, paid exactly 1 cent more than DAO max bid. This will pair well with my
$100 million Basquiat.
Yeah, and my $238 million penthouse.
Only gas fees paid on day of auction were for a private jet. Yeah. Get fucked, man.
Crazy.
What's it like being a virgin DAO owner?
I mean, sucks. It's not fun, dude.
I'm keen on this motorsport DAO. I'm going to do it, man.
Yeah, you should.
Motorsport's expensive, man. It like, yeah.
It's Noel kinda wants to join F1.
There's like hilarious stories of dudes getting into F1 that just should not have been there because like they literally can't keep up. There's like a rule, like there's like a equation of like your timing, and if you don't fall within the time, like you can't race. Like you get your license revoked and they say goodbye. That would be me like on the practice day.
Yeah,
they'd be like, hey, he's gonna die out here.
Yeah,
so he's got to go.
And you're like, okay guys, you can request a
your
refund
money back
and nobody can because the gas
yeah
is too high.
So I just yeah maybe let's vote on what else I should not be able to race in. Maybe Formula 2, dude. It the money in Formula 1 is so wild. So this new Chinese driver, he took a seat at Alfa Romeo, Guanyu Zhou. He apparently, it was something like, I heard a rumor that he just showed up with like fucking 10 mil or more, which is like, sign me, 10 mil. And they have this other driver, they call him Italian Jesus. That dude got the boot so swift. They're like, hey man, it's nice knowing you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because he doesn't have...
Because he doesn't have 10 mil. Because the sport is so fucking expensive.
Hmm.
Or I think he maybe showed up with more, but I think... Yeah, no, he showed up with like 10.
And gave it to F1?
Yeah, so it's weird. Like,
who makes the money?
My understanding of Formula One is it's almost like literally like media creation, where the drivers are the talent, and they bring investment. So it's either through a sponsor or whatever. Could be their own money, like if they're fucking rich as fuck, and they pay themselves out a salary. But like that's why it's the same grind as like Jake Paul and anyone else. Like they're just selling merch to try to actually make some money from it. And then they hope they win. But if you don't win, you're just literally burning cash.
Hmm.
It's nuts.
Wow.
The winnings are crazy though. So you know, if we start my F1 DAO, if we just beat like Ferrari or Mercedes.
Yeah.
Just no big deal, honestly. Yeah. Power of the internet, we can do it.
But you won't see any of that money. But you will get your face on the car.
You will get your face on the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll own your face on the car. And that's it.
I think first place is some insane number, like 200 mil or some shit.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's actually a pretty interesting article about how people believe that Formula One organizations, like teams, are going to be like on par with NFL teams in like 3 or 4 years.
Huh.
Like in terms of value, like $1 billion or whatever. Because as the sport keeps growing, it's like, yeah, the prize pool probably will just keep getting bigger. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. I can't wait to watch the Lakers play at the crypto.com arena.
It's fine. It's a good thing.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's a good thing, man. It's a sign of the times. We're just moving on.
When did that happen? We haven't talked about that yet, right?
Yeah, it was like last week.
Yeah,
like
crypto.com arena. Fuck you for leaving the .com in the fucking name. Fuck you guys.
They're everywhere,
crypto.com
man.
Arena. Yeah, we're heading down to the crypto.com arena. It's also like, how web 2 is that of them?
Yeah.
To leave the .com in for the fucking 20-year naming rights or whatever.
I mean, they're just helping out all the millennials catch up.
Yeah, I guess, but
they need them to know. It's crypto.
Have you ever used crypto.com before?
No.
No, either. No one fucking uses it.
But you're going to give them a free ad right now.
Yeah, actually, this episode is sponsored. I'm kidding.
When's the last time you went to Staples?
Staples Center?
No.
Oh, the store
staples. Like the store staples.
Good point. That's a really good point.
It's that shit to me is like the same as like it being like the Circuit City Arena. It's over.
Yeah.
Office supply store, why would you ever?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But they had those rights for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
So 20 years ago, they were popping. Everyone went to Staples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you hadn't gone to a Staples, you were a nobody.
Yeah.
You were a loser.
It smelled good in there.
Yeah.
Man, I'm getting nostalgic now. If we should make a candle and it should be scented like old 90s and early 2000s retail stores.
Yeah.
Comp USA, Staples, yeah. Circuit City, just yeah. the vibe.
You walk in, fresh paper.
Yeah.
Fresh Staples.
Yeah, nice.
Paper clips.
Yeah. I don't think those have scent.
Highlighters.
I think it's more like the ink because they would run those like.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So the new office chairs, new office chair leather, you yeah. know, is that.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, everyone knew about those stores because you had to go to them
yeah.
to buy paper for your fucking scanner or whatever stupid 90s shit you were doing. But now, crypto.com, it's like they had Matt Damon in a commercial. You fucking think Matt Damon has ever used crypto.com? Guaranteed, no way he knew what it was. And he was like, his agent was like, do you want to do this commercial for crypto.com? He's like, that sounds scammy as fuck. And then his agent was like, it's $100 million fee. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. I love crypto.com.
No, dude. He was like, what do you mean? He uses crypto.com all the time. His assistant goes on crypto.com and uses the free money he got from the crypto.com commercial to buy Bored Ape Yacht Club
yeah, yeah,
NFTs,
exactly.
Dude.
You're talking about the Post Malone video?
I'm talking about everyone buying those fucking things. But yeah. Did you see that fucking article where they all met up and all the people in the Bored Ape Yacht Club just looked like dorks?
No, I didn't see that. Or I did see it, but I didn't look into it.
Dude, it was... I started reading it. I was just chuckling like, no matter how idealist we want to paint this shit online, when we see the reality, it's like, you know, people like us like, yeah, you guys are entertaining. We love you. And they meet us in person like, oh, you guys are fucking small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's yeah. just... It's,
never meet your heroes. Yeah.
God forbid we're anyone's heroes, but yeah. No, dude, crypto.com is crazy because they're in F1. They're in the UFC. They have the rights to the Staples Center. I mean, they're going hard.
But I've never heard of anyone using
me either.
Crypto.com.
Yeah.
I think they're from like Singapore or something. So maybe people use them there and they're trying to like break into the United States market in like the craziest way possible.
Yeah.
But have you guys ever heard of anyone using crypto.com? No.
No, I'm looking on their website and I can't find anything that I've seen elsewhere.
Yeah.
And they got fucking Matt Damon in a goddamn commercial.
Yeah. I'm upset because we still have yet to get Nicolas Cage on this show. And I feel like it's only right if we do.
I mean, if crypto.com can get Matt Damon,
we can get Nick Cage.
For sure.
We got to figure this out, man.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm not a fan of Pig. That movie sucked. I don't care what anyone says.
I wonder if there's some partnership we could do with, because it kind of feels like crypto.com will just do anything right now, right? So what if we somehow started a DAO?
Nick Cage DAO.
On TMG DAO. We raised some money. In like, collaboration with crypto.com.
We're like, Nick, we have this pile of money we want to give to you, but it's too expensive to send to you.
Yeah.
But it's for you.
Yeah.
And it's too expensive to spend anywhere, but it's for you.
Yeah.
Would you like to come on the show? I want him to come on the show and say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want him to sit there.
Same.
And maybe every now and then he just goes, Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, is he going to say something? So we stop him.
And he just does a.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on. Yeah, just like some surrealist bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Uh-huh.
This is like random as hell, but I was thinking. So I went to the racetrack and.
Oh my God.
I know.
Here we go.
I know.
Again.
Yeah. I was out there, you know, just connecting with him, you know? Because when you're out there on the track, man, you're out there with just him.
It's you and the big man.
It's just you, the big man.
Okay.
In the car, mm-hmm. and just you feel that connection.
Yeah,
man.
You got to let go and trust that he
will
guide you.
No, that's what all the psycho drivers say.
Yeah.
Any great driver on earth, they say that.
And you're like, I'm sharing the road with you.
Yeah, yeah. I believe God will carry me through the turn.
Would you mind also doing that, though?
Yeah.
Just so you don't crash into me?
Yeah.
I think you should also probably have a hand in turning the car.
I leave it to him. And that car is blazing quick.
It's off the course.
Yeah, yeah.
Off a cliff.
No, dude. He the whole time, his hands are like this. He's praying. And the wheel's just moving.
Yeah. And you briefly look inside the car and you're like, what the f-?
Yeah, yeah. I'm straight up next to him. And he just has his rosary just.
Yeah, yeah.
Just bead by bead. And I'm like, how?
And then you try that next time.
And then I go off.
And then
off.
You go off it.
Yeah.
Just into the Grand Canyon.
No, I'm coming, Dad, for the sweeper. I'm coming home. No, man. It was like, I understand so much why people love NASCAR, because like the track is such a unique place where people build their own shit and bring it out. But so these dudes brought out like a spec car called a Radical. How depressing is this, man? They get there probably like...
Sick name, by the way.
Yeah. I think they probably got there at like, I don't know, 8 or 9 in the morning. They roll out this sick car. They're spending like hours getting it to go. They finally get it to start. Woo, it's crazy. The dude rolls it out, pops the clutch to get it into first gear, and it just was. Bah, 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 bah. They push it back in the garage. I left around like 4 o'clock, and they left when we left. So they spent the whole day blue balled, 10 feet from the track, working on the car, just trying to get it to start.
What's wrong with the car?
Race cars are just like that. Oh, like they just
break.
They just sometimes, yeah, they just don't work.
So you got to figure out like what part of the engine is fucked up.
Yeah, and just whatever. And I was like asking my coach, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he's like, dude, that's racing. He was telling us stories of how he'd spend like $20,000 to get a car ready in the shop. It's running on the test day. It's running. Roll out to the start line, and just that's it.
It's like software.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's just like
that's
any
a meme.
Engineering.
Demo day, everything goes wrong.
Yeah. You're just like, sick. Why do I do this?
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, no, I mainly brought it up to say, you know, when I was out there rolling, I could feel God's energy as
could
I was
you?
Driving. Yeah.
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 It's just you and him.
Reconnected me.
Yeah.
I honestly felt like Matthew McConaughey in the car. I started talking to myself like that. You know, on the first stint, I was like, ah, I was scared. Second stint, I'm like, whoa, man.
You see the thing about...
I was trying to get the teeth whistle.
Yeah.
Just let it ride.
The thing about pickles...
is when you got a nice one, little old lady might want to suck it, kiss it, sting it, milk it, twist it, pop it.
Pull it and pass it.
Mm-mm. She might want to pass it to her friend.
I was at Mastro's last night.
Oh, yeah?
They had Long Branch on the menu.
And what'd you do?
I said,
let me get a double shot.
Made it.
Yeah.
Let me get a double shot of that Long Branch. And do y'all have any pork cracklings?
Y'all have pork cracklings. That's what you ordered. You skipped the steak. You just got pork cracklings and a Long Branch.
And creamed corn.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Let's read this pissing lady apology. I got to see this. We talked about this last week. The lady that was Sophia Urista piss on the guy's face on stage. And I guess now she apologized.
She got canceled for peeing? Come on, man. It's just pee. It's just pee.
What does it say here? Hey, everyone. I want to speak to my performance at Rockville Metal Festival in Daytona. Daytona, Florida?
Psst.
Dang.
If there was ever a place to pee on someone's face, it's fucking Daytona.
Seriously, isn't that just normal there?
Yeah.
I have always pushed the limits in music and on stage. That night, I pushed the limits too far.
Sophia, no, you didn't.
I love my family, the band, and the fans more than anything, and I know that some were hurt or offended by what I did. I apologize to them and want them to know that I didn't mean to hurt them. Sorry, I can't really read this. I'm not a shock artist.
I always want to put the music first. I'm grateful for all of the continued love and support.
So lastly, I do want to say, if you're into this sort of stuff, I would check out The Perverse Family. Oh, that's weird.
I featured in many Perverse Family projects, and I'm a big fan of what they do. When I'm not on stage, I do love to push pee out of my body. I learned that they're a cover band, and I think they were covering Rage that night. Okay. They were doing a Rage Against the Machine song. So she, you know, is feeling anarchist.
Is that something that Rage did? Did they?
No, but I think, you know, maybe she just...
Like, if there's some sort of like thematic connection, then I guess I would understand it. But if it was something that she just did completely randomly, like what?
If instead she took like the sheriff who was maybe overseeing the crowd,
yeah, exactly,
and was like, get up here,
yeah,
and urinated on, then maybe,
yeah,
you know, that would be rage ish,
yeah,
you know, like fuck the system kind of thing, yep. But yeah. I don't think she pushed it too far. I think everyone's being sensitive.
I thought it was weird as fuck.
I mean, it's weird, but also...
Also, like, did she tell the guy, I wonder? But, like, what she was going to do?
Maybe that part.
Because, like, there's probably a moment there where he was like, she might sit on my face. She might shit on my face. What's going to happen here?
He was hoping for both. He walked outside.
Like, there's a moment where he's just staring straight up at, you know.
Yeah. At her cornhole and pee hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
Getting dumped on,
the
man.
Cornhole and her bee hole?
Yeah.
I think those are synonymous.
No, I said cornhole and her pee hole.
Okay.
Not bee hole. You can't really
her
see
her cornhole,
the
her bee hole.
Yeah.
Staring up at the chocolate starfish.
You know, it's just like looking into the jets of a hot tub, a really nice hot tub. It's just four or five. Holes that are gonna spray.
How many holes do women have? You know.
Yeah.
Who knows? no one really knows.
They're like a you know, like a ocarina from Zelda. You know. It's just like a series of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that? What's that? Like it looks like an iPhone. Looks like this.
Yeah.
It's an iPhone camera.
Yeah. If you, yes, yeah.
Dude, what's that like phobia that people have?
Yeah, yeah,
where they see shit?
Tryptophobia. Yeah, where they see a bunch of holes.
Or that's pretty common.
Yeah, don't eat pussy.
When you hook up with women.
Yeah, don't eat pussy. You'll be very scared of how many holes are down there.
Yeah. It's way more than you think.
Don't lift her legs up. It'll freak you out seeing more than one hole.
So that guy was probably just like paralyzed with fear at that moment on stage.
He's like, I have tryptophobia.
I've tripped
to... That motherfucker went to the dentist, dude. They fucking clean your shit out and just... Dude, man, and like, you know, like when women pee, it's not like male pee, you know? It's not like...
Because it comes out of six different holes.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like they pee like when a Catholic priest like dips the leaves into like holy water and like... You know, rains it on the audience. Yeah. You ever experienced that?
Yeah.
Have you?
I mean, not really, but.
You ever seen that in a Catholic church? Like they dip a bunch of leaves and he just like throws it on the crowd. It's like that. Like when women pee, it's like. Like it's.
Kind of random.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like emptying out like a gasoline canister. Mm-hmm. Just,
yeah.
It's. See, he was getting hit. And who knows like what he thought. Like. You know, he just opened his mouth. He's like, let's go. But then it's like,
let's go.
Forehead, eyes, like probably went his nostril. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like just, he got hit, you know. But he wanted that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, where I was going with that is I think he wanted that experience.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like they probably should have talked about it beforehand.
Because if he didn't and she pulled down her pants over his eyes, he would have rolled out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a moment to be like, what the fuck?
No, but you're on stage in front of people. It's like, that'd be embarrassing. People would be like, boo! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, once he was up there, he's like, I'm committing to whatever is happening.
Yeah, peer pressure is real.
Yeah.
What if that guy turned around and sued everyone in the audience? They peer pressure me into getting peed on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess. If you were up there, do you think you would have rolled out the way?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. I think confidently I would have.
I think so too.
Yeah.
If I saw a butthole over my eye, I'm out.
Yeah. I agree.
I would have stood up and screamed, "What are we doing?
What the fuck?
What are we doing here?
I thought you were going to have me like sing part of the song." Like, give me a microphone or something. What the fuck is this?
I would have treated that.
Pulling out your butthole.
I would have treated that like getting rear-ended and rolling out of the car and being like, "I can't see." I would have milked that. I would have stood up and been like, "She shit in my eyes. She shit in my eyes."
So you would have let it happen so that afterwards you could sue.
No, I would have like, you know, something. I would have tried to finesse something, because it's such a unique moment for an insurance claim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So funny to take that case to court and be like, "I didn't know I didn't want it to get pee on my face." And the judge is like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, when you saw the butthole, yeah. At that moment, what did you think was going to happen?
Your Honor, shut the fuck up. I'm asking the defendant. I'm asking the plaintiff. What did you think was going to happen? What comes out of buttholes? Poop. Exactly. Bah. Case dismissed.
Honestly, you got lucky.
Yeah.
You got lucky it wasn't poop.
That's Judge Judy right there. What? Now when she, I can't even do her voice, Judge Judy.
I can't do it either.
Were you talking to her before? Yeah, whatever. It's just like some boss? Jersey. Yeah, like some shit. Here's my Judge Judy impression. When she put a butthole over your fucking face.
What did you think was going to happen?
What the fuck did you think was going to happen, huh?
Tony Soprano.
Yeah. What the fuck comes out of a butthole, my guy? You fucking cannoli.
Poop, maron.
Yeah. Did you learn that with Babbel?
Yes, I did. Speaking of which, 6 languages you can learn. It's so funny. People are like, I love how Cody keeps talking about learning Spanish, but he says the same fucking phrases. It's the same 2-word phrases every ad.
Speaking of Spanish and bad fucking subtitles, I've been watching the new season of Narcos, by the way. Very fun.
Yeah, is it fire?
It's good.
Okay. I'm gonna watch that.
But I'm dying laughing because some of those captions are horrible. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah. Like sometimes they'll say something like with actual meaning, like, you know. Someone might say like, I'm not sure, you know, like it'll be expressive, or it'll be like, yeah, I guess that sounds good. And then like the caption will be like, all good, or that's too bad. Like, that's not all what the fuck that means.
Yeah, are they like automating these now or something?
Have to, dude.
Yeah, because Netflix is, dude, I was reading something about Netflix and how they're so by far the leader globally in streaming because they're able to take these properties and make them popular in like across the world, like Squid Games, for example.
Yeah.
So they must be doing something.
It has to
with
be
captions that's somewhat automated.
It has to be, because I would imagine like whatever is doing that is written in a way where it may pick up on the expression, but it's like translate it to the like most general statement. So I bet you there's like a default like script for all of it, because then it's probably very easy to translate "that sounds good" or "it's all good" in 40 different languages. I was like, cool, roll it out everywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like I was squid, like it's so interesting. I think like even content networks now, other ones, like not the big streamers, like HBO, probably those shows too are pretty big globally, but like all the other ones, they're making properties that are big in the States and pretty much that's it, I think. Mm-hmm. And then if you go to Netflix and you use ExpressVPN or whatever and you change your location in every single country, doesn't matter, Squid Games is number one.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That's the power of Netflix.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Weird that globally people would relate to drastic measures to get ahead in life.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. What? Is that a political statement?
Yeah, I'm just joking. That, like, everyone can relate to fucking wanting to kill someone for $100 million.
Yes, I agree. I do actually kind of, I kind of like the criticisms that people are giving Mr. Beast a little bit.
Oh, what are they saying?
Like, it's basically like, how do you not see the irony in recreating the Squid Games as a rich influencer? Like, yeah. Just, you know, this yeah. whole thing is a commentary on how fucked up the world is and inequality and stuff.
But to a point that you've...
Mr. Beast is like, I have enough money just to make that shit actually real.
But
it's so funny. I mean, I know he's just having fun, and it's just like, to him, it's just like entertainment, which yeah. it is, I think, at the end of the day. But it's also kind of funny to miss that.
How much better would you feel if in the Squid Games actual show, if when the guy removed his mask, it was Mr. Beast? He'd be like, oh, well,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good guy. It's fine. You know?
See what he's doing for the ocean?
There is irony, but his channel is one big non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
It's very much for profit, but he also does donate a lot.
Well, I think he's non-profit in the way that he makes so much profit that he can be non-profit.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah. You know? Like, he can give away awesome. 40 cars.
Yeah, look at this. Beast Philanthropy.
He does it all, man.
Has 6.3 million subs.
Oh, Mr. Beast Reacts is a shit ton of stuff. I mean, he does everything and anything. Huh. Only one a month. Beast? It's kind of weird. I don't know. Typically, philanthropy seems like a year-round thing.
You know what's funny is like his brand and, you know, the way he runs his business. Obviously, everyone is under the impression that he puts all the money back into the videos. And, you know, it seems like that's true.
Yeah.
And especially like with this Team C's thing, it yeah. seems like that's real. But one day I want him just to show up with some crazy like bust down AP.
Yeah.
And not even refer to it.
Oh, no, it won't.
Or like he just starts getting a little bit.
Shows up to YouTube, like the YouTube awards in a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, yeah, his flex would be like on par with like Logan Roy, you know?
Yeah.
Like backseat of a Maybach, and then like the driver gets out of the Maybach and then stands by the car the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people come out from the show and they're like, or like, you know, I'm just picturing this in the context of the YouTube awards or some shit, like the shorties. And they're like, wait, did that guy wait here the whole time? And then Mr. Beast is like, oh yeah, he drives me everywhere. And then he leaves. Everyone's like, wait, what do you mean? Hold on.
Yeah.
And,
or I just meant like where you kind of slowly start to see the secret side of him.
Oh, okay.
That really is kind of one of the billionaires, you know, like he comes to the red carpet at the Shorty Awards or whatever. And he's like, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Team C's. If you haven't heard about it, Beast Philanthropy, please donate at Team C's.
Yeah,
one
sleeve.
Of the photographer, like, yeah, yeah, sleeve pops down and there's like three Rolexes
yeah,
on it.
Yeah. No, a super like one of one AP.
Yeah, yeah.
It has like Mr. Beast in like VVS diamonds underneath the face.
Yeah.
Thank you
guys so much. TeamCs.org, everyone. Team C's. And then one of the photographers like kind of reaches out and touches him. He's like, oh,
yeah.
You. And his security runs up and clotheslines them. And Mr. Beast is like, fucking disgusting. Oh my God. Keep your grimy hands away from me, you paparazzi fuck. People are like, oh my God. God
damn.
Yeah, just, he snaps back into it. Anyways, teamcs.org.
I'm just picturing, or like, what if it's more like petty than that? Like he has like the AP on his wrist. He's like, I'm so excited. We raised $10 million. And when he flips his hands around to the camera, it pulls his sleeve back and it reveals the AP. And then he puts his hands back down. Yeah. But he makes a point to turn to the camera to go, $10 million.
Oh, like he does it on purpose?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
like
yeah,
he like
yeah.
he like keeps his arms short, so the sleeve rolls down. Like $10 million, or you know, maybe what's that fucking what's that strip club in Miami? 11.
Yeah,
yeah. Just one day, they're just on their Instagram. Mr. Beast in the house. We're like, what?
And he's just
the
fucking
fuck. Yeah, he just yeah bro, just
yeah getting just.
Grinded
on. Grinded up on.
Two women.
Like biting his lip. Just making it rain hundreds.
One woman per thigh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just,
oh, no, 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 no. You know what he does?
What?
He takes a fucking red marker on some white pants. He draws a triangle. He's like, every woman that can fit in this triangle gets $100,000. That would be some Squid Games irony bullshit.
Let's
right
go,
there.
Ladies. Let's see what you got. Grind up on your boy right now.
Fucking hell, dude.
That'd be so funny. He's just literally throwing like fucking stacks of ones in the air.
And just
drunk as fuck.
Then he does a
Mr. Beast is in the house.
Then he does a like a collab video with Mark Rober. Mark Rober's like, I had to design a device that could perfectly spread 10,000 in ones in the club for Mr. Beast when he goes to 11. This is how I did it. Now, I'm not one to go to the strip club, but I did need to gather some information. So I tried a few out, and then it's Mark Rober in a small club.
Oh, no.
In Chatsworth. Getting grinded up on. He's got he just got 101 just maxed on her lower bags. Ah, yeah.
Team Skeet. TeamSkeet.org.
It's all love. Beast Rober.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
This is no
this
shit.
Is a bad bit because you guys fucking are the best people
yeah,
ever.
They're actually like some of the most genuine, nicest people on earth.
It's so funny to picture them together at 11, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn it, that's funny.
Them being degenerate.
Yes.
It's just in no universe. If string theory is real, there's a universe where there's an evil Mr. Beast
and
Mark Rober.
That's what I mean.
Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. Can you imagine them in another dimension? Just like Beast has like a Chav, like UK cut,
yeah.
You know, like with the bangs. He's got pierced ears. Rover's got face tats. He shaves his head, gets lined up. Rover's got a front facing neck tattoo of like a fucking bullet and just like coming out of a rose connected to a gun.
Team D's.
Oh my god, man. UK Chav Mr. Beast with a fucking line of ones down his arm like a rapper just
yeah. Somebody's gotta do that.
Yeah. All you artists out there, draw a Chav Mr. Beast and a evil Mark Rober.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head over to the Bone Zone.
We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, let's let them know. Weed Uber Eats Canada, influencer scammer Sophia.
Oh, we got a relationship advice.
And JFK bowling animation.
Coming up next in the bonus, patreon.com/tinymeatgang. See you there.
Let us get it.